Good morning. Our scripture this morning comes from Psalm 48, 1 through 3. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king. Within her citadels, God has made himself known as a fortress. These three verses pack a powerful truth that the sons of Korah understood. This is a psalm that is written by the sons of Korah, and they were priests. They understood a truth, and that truth is the power of praise. I don't think we as Christians understand how awesome and powerful it is to praise the Lord. David clearly understood this. He was a worshiper, and you know that from all the stories about him and also the Psalms that he has written. There's a strength that wells up in me when I praise the Lord. And if I don't know exactly how to praise the Lord myself, I read a psalm like this. You know, this particular passage back in the 60s and 70s was a song that many charismatic churches sang. And to this day, I know that song. Because it's scripture and it stayed with me. One of my hopes is to have a praise night, whether we have to do it by Zoom or what, but a time where we sing scripture to the Lord again. I think I know a place where I can get those songs again, teach us those songs and that powerful way of worshiping God. Now, why is it so powerful to praise the Lord? First reason I want to say is because you and I were made to be completed by the living God. Do you remember after God had made Adam and Eve, he said, "It is very good." And in the Hebrew, it's a word. That word "very" means outrageously good. Everything else that he created, it was good. Became to humans, it was outrageously good. You know, God delights in you and in me and in every person you come in contact with, because we are his pride and joy. He says, "You are outrageously good." Maybe you don't think you're outrageously good, but through the eyes of God and what God intends for you, you are, and everyone you meet is outrageously good. And praising the Lord is a way for us to partner with him. Do you remember in Genesis when God told Adam and Eve to take dominion over the creation? Well, how do we take dominion? How do you take dominion over your life? I will tell you that the most powerful way for you to take dominion over your day is to start the day with praise and to keep it going. This is why Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5, "Give thanks in everything." If you give thanks in everything, you're going to be thanking God all day long. A couple weeks ago, somebody brought up once again that beautiful song, "Count Your Blessings," and how powerful it was for her when she was stuck in traffic to start singing that song and remembering all the blessings she has in the Lord and how amazing that was for her in that time that she could have normally been frustrated like everybody else. Instead, it was a time of joy. think one of the things that's really powerful about this passage, I like the King James Version because it says beautiful in situation. Here it says beautiful in elevation. There's a elevation that happens when we praise the Lord in our spirit. We are basically in his holy hill, his holy mountain, in a metaphorical way as Christians. We enter into his presence with joy, it says, and giving thanksgiving will help us enter into his presence. And that's how they would enter into the temple in the Old Testament, is that it would start in the outer gates with thanksgiving, with praise. That's our way to join in with God, to partner with God. And there's many places in the scripture where the Psalms are saying to nature, praise the Lord. It's saying to the mountains, praise the Lord. You know, you could look around everything around you. You just speak that you want everything in your life to be about worshiping and praising him. Now, how is the Lord beautiful for situation? Because we invite God into our situation when we worship God. Because when we worship God in spite of difficulties and hard things in life, we are in essence declaring our trust in the Lord. You know, worshiping the Lord has a lot to do with trusting the Lord and declaring that the Lord is your trust. The Lord is the one you put your trust in. Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9 says, it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. When we worship the Lord, we are declaring that our trust is in the Lord. We're declaring that because of our trust in the Lord, the Lord is beautiful for our situation. Are you in a situation? Have you ever heard somebody say after you tell them your problem, sounds like you're in a situation? I've had people tell me that before. That's because every one of us gets in a situation from time to time. And here we have that the Lord is beautiful for situation, whatever situation you find you're in. Now, I want to tell you about something that happened to me last week. It was Tuesday through Thursday. I work for a hospice organization. And I was driving to Salem. And on the way, I started singing that song, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I was the only one in the car, so I thought I sounded pretty good. I'll tell you what, I got to Salem, and I stopped at a McDonald's to go use the restroom. And when I came out, I was getting ready to drive to a facility to visit somebody. But when I turned my car on, I noticed that my blower fan was no longer working. Now, your blower fan is the fan that defogs your car with your defrost and your heat and your air conditioner. You ever had to do that? Roll the window down a little bit, because otherwise you can't see when it rains. And I started to think, I got to get this fixed because I have to drive places to see people. If I don't get it fixed, I'm going to be in a dangerous situation. So I basically couldn't go see anybody from that point on. I was off work the rest of the day, which was 3.75 hours. And I thought, I am going to have to use vacation to get my blower fan fixed. Now, this is just after I'd been praising the Lord. Well, got my blower fan fixed. And a couple days later, I went to that facility, and they said, you can come in if you want, but somebody's been discovered or tested COVID positive. As a chaplain, if I go into facility and I know that there's somebody COVID positive, I can't visit anyone else because I get screened every time I go into a place. Have you been around anyone that was COVID positive? So I'm thinking, did the Lord save me from a situation where I would have not been able to see patients? And I thought, wow, that's interesting. Then on Thursday, I had a whole bunch of work, kind of an unusual amount of work. And by the time I got back to the office at the end of the day and turned in my timesheets, I had put in exactly 3.75 hours more in that day than normal. I had put in 11.75 hours. That's a long day. But it made it so I didn't have to take vacation. And not only that, my blower fan was fixed because I found a mechanic that could fix it, a really good mechanic, and he was reasonable. And not only that, but I didn't go into a facility that I would have. I'm telling you, God is beautiful for situation. We can see that in Paul and Silas when after they get thrown into prison, they start praising God. And an earthquake happens and their chains fall off. And the bottom line is the prison guard ends up coming to Christ and they get set free the next day. I'm telling you, the Lord is beautiful for situation, and praising the Lord is a very powerful way for you to take dominion over your life and over your day in Him, in the name of Jesus, in His, after His character and nature. I want to share with you Zephaniah 3, 17 and 18. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by His love. He will exalt over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Did you know that the Lord is singing over you? When you praise the Lord and you worship the Lord, you create a stillness in your atmosphere so that if you listen, you can know and hear that the God of the universe is singing over you with the same joy He had when He created Adam and Eve. He says over you that you are outrageously good. Do you see why this is the most powerful way to take dominion over your day? Because you're partnering with the living God, who is the most loving, awesome, kindest person ever. And He's got a plan and a hope and a future for you. He's beautiful for your situation. Now, I've said before, I want to start doing a focus on the beauty of the Lord, and that focusing on the beauty of the Lord is the answer to fear. Because His beauty is available to everybody all the time. And when we praise and worship the Lord, we're inviting the loving, kind presence of the Lord into every situation. There was a prophet named Habakkuk. If you find Zephaniah, Habakkuk is right before Zephaniah. And it just so happens that the verses I want to read, and this is where I'm going to close, is Habakkuk 3, 17 and 18. Now, the prophet Habakkuk understood that the Lord was beautiful for situation, that the mountain of the Lord was not just a place, but it was a spiritual place that he would enter into through rejoicing. And here's what he says, though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Now listen to this. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. And then verse 19 says, God, the Lord, is my strength. Habakkuk understood that the Lord was beautiful for the worst kind of situation, and that the Lord was his refuge and his salvation in all of life. He said the Lord was his strength. I'm telling you, the Lord is my strength. The Lord is your strength. I want to encourage you to sing scripture to the Lord. Sing that song, "This is the day that the Lord has made." And continue to give thanks. When Paul said, give thanks in everything, he wasn't saying give thanks for everything. You don't have to give thanks to God for bad things or what you think is bad. I thought it was bad when my blower went out, but it ends up that had good consequences for me. It helped me avoid worse situations. So I don't get it, but I know that he uses all things to work together for good. And we aren't being asked to thank him for bad things, but we are asked to give thanks to him in our situation. And by doing that, we invite God to partner with us and we take dominion over our day. I hope this makes sense. I hope this blesses you, and that in the coming week, you will praise the Lord and you will also hear that the Lord is singing over you with joy because he loves you and he wants to make your situation beautiful.